Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, we have Nurse Sarah Kearns in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you back. Can we talk about something that cropped up in Jen's Newsy Bits? So a mother is online and is talking, and well, she's urging people to stop kissing babies because of the RSA. It's quite a big story. This is not an uncommon thing. It's been around for a while, but it seems to be a bit of a newsy story at the moment. Can you explain to people what is RSA?
RSV. So it's a virus. So it's a respiratory-based virus. And actually, like, generally speaking, it's a mild virus that affects your, you know, your upper airways, right? So it's generally what it is. A virus just goes around. It's transmitted just like the common cold and flu, right? So with droplets, people sneeze, they cough, droplets come out and it lands, it goes onto your hand, whatever, and it gets into you. Okay, so it's but kissing babies is a funny one. I definitely saw it more with COVID, that people are really restraining back. You really shouldn't, especially a newborn. You can, if you kiss a baby and you have RSV, you can make them so sick if you transmit your virus onto them. So think about COVID, think about RSV, think about the common cold. Like, you don't want that, any of those germs near your newborn when they're so fresh and they're still so little and trying to fight those infections. Two things. One of the biggest dangers for babies, and that's why that whole thing, kissing newborns, people with cold sores. Oh, so there's been cases, loads of cases, where people have kissed little newborn babies. They've had active cold sores. The baby's got cold sores and there's been fatalities. Like, babies have died. It absolutely
is a no-no. So let's just call it now.
Yeah.
Kissing newborn babies is a no-no.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Leave it to the immediate family. And also the other thing, even, it was funny, when Theo was small, he's 18 months now, even my girls who are 4 and 6 years older than him, coming back from school and like germ riddled. Mm. And I was like, girls, maybe wash your hands, wash it. You know, back to the basics, everything, all that stuff from COVID, like back to the basics, wash your hands if you're going to, you know, get people to wash their hands, whatever. I know it sounds a bit neurotic, but actually it's so much easier to be a little bit neurotic and keep your baby a bit safer. The other thing is even people cuddling babies, you know, because they're in close contact. Think about, generally speaking, you're not looking around a room when you're holding a baby, you're looking down at them. They're with these magical little things. And people, they that means that they're like a foot away from people's, you know, if they do have viruses, it's not basically, yeah. I would definitely keep babies. When it comes, couple of things. In my first aid course, I was running on one on Saturday. One of the things I really brought back to, because RSV is massively common. The reason at the moment they have high prevalence, some babies in this country are getting unbelievably sick from this virus. Young babies in particular, that they contract this virus. Couple of things. We have been hiding. COVID has been around for the last 3 years. We've been indoors. People haven't been exposed to, so our immunity isn't as up. And then the other thing is that as parents, okay, top tips, absolutely, what is normal for your baby? So it's always constantly in my first aid course, people are like, how do I even know if my baby's sick? Know what's normal. And those sounds a bit bonkers. Babies breathe up to 60 times a minute, 30, 60 times for newborns, 1 to 3 months. That's 3 times faster than us. So me and you would breathe at 16 to 20 times a minute, more around 16 when we're relaxed. Babies are breathing 3 to 4 times faster. That's their normal. Find out what's normal for your baby. After your bath, you know, you have them maybe just in their nappy after the bath. Have a look at their skin colour. Take a little video. Send it to whoever in your WhatsApp, whatever, of them breathing. What's normal for them? What colouring is normal? So what is your normal baby when they're well in their normal state, right? So then when you're like, are they breathing a bit fast? Is that noise normal? Is that, you know, you can go back to that. Couple of signs of respiratory distress, fast breathing. We call it work of breathing. So is your baby looking like it's taking a lot of effort to have that, like just that normal breathing as they go? Nasal flaring, grunting sounds like snoring. Is there any kind of weird noises? Is there wheezing? Any, like, the baby's breathing sometimes when they are really sleepy, they come, but what is normal for your baby? Some babies are actually will snore, but that is, they're normal. So what's normal for your baby? That's the absolute most important thing. And then if in doubt, two things with RSV. If in doubt, if you are the parent, you are the guardian, you know your baby better than anyone else. If you're worried, go and get help and don't ever, you're like, this is just not normal for them. Second thing is RSV can get really dangerous because it can lead to dehydration. They're short of breath. They've got a cough. They're just unwell. They've got a temperature. All of that can lead to dehydration. So rule of thumb is one dry nappy is okay, but you need to monitor it. Two dry nappies in a row is not okay. It means that your baby's probably dehydrated.
Okay.
And that's obese that. You know where your teaspoons used to be and now it's pipettes off, you know, the empty pipettes of the Nurofen and Calpol. So you use them to give them fluids. So if they're really not taking a bottle, their throat might be sore, whatever, you can use the little pipettes for squeezing in fluids. Not for smaller babies, they're better off with the suction bottles, but for older, maybe like older, 6 months to a year.
Just got a text in. My little boy was just a few months old when he got RSV. I think my older kids brought it in from school.
Oh yeah.
They just had a cold, but my baby was in hospital for 5 days, had to be tube fed as he couldn't feed. It was horrendous. He was so sick. I'll never forget.
So sick. And like probably no past medical history. The other thing is it can come with temperatures, and I know I keep saying this and I was talking about this on Saturday, suppositories, guys. If your baby is coughing, the chance of them taking, like, so you know the normal rule of thumb is, right? So up to, you know, up to 3 months, a temperature of 39 and above, you need to get them seen by a GP. That's the HSE rules. For 3 to 6 months, a temperature of 38 and above. The main thing is, if you have a virus, 5 days of temperature is normal. You should see an improvement after 3 days, and the viruses will send the temperatures wild, okay? But 5 days is normal to have temperatures with a virus. But 3 days is when you should see them reducing down in the temperatures, 37 or whatever.
Can I ask, when a kid has a temperature, can we just talk about what to do there? Because it changes. Like, do you put a cold flannel on them? Do you put them into a bath? Do you strip them? Do you keep the covers on them? Do you? What should you do if your kid has a temperature?
It's such good. So literally think back to basics, okay? So firstly, why have they got a temperature? And that's one thing that I would absolutely hammer home. Why does your baby have they got coughs or whatever? Okay, so try and build out the picture. But the main thing is strip them down. Maybe to the nappy, but not in a cold room. So no baths, no cold, nothing like that. A little cold, just a flannel around the face of the back of the neck can help. But it's about why have they got a temperature? Strip them down just into their nappy if you need to, and just let them cool down. So the reason that, you know, when we have temperature and we feel cold, it's because our body's trying to get rid of that heat. So babies don't have the same mechanism for getting hotter and colder. They don't have that. They're not able to control their heat regulation as well as adults. So you need to strip them down. You need to give them medication to get the temperature down. Okay. So again, suppositories, I must have said this a million times
in this
tablets
interview.
Up the bum. Famously, I was giving one of my kids, just keep it French, a suppository tablet of paracetamol up the bum. And what a Charlotte goes, Esme, relax. Our mummy's a nurse, so we get our tablets in our bum. I wouldn't mind if the room was so full of people, and it has absolutely gone down in history. But suppositories, Nurofen, and paracetamol, you get them over the counter. And actually, if you just give them, you know how much your baby is. Also getting a really good, accurate weight on your baby and your small child. Because often you'll see the category on the back, they'll say whatever 10 to 15 milligrams of Calpol or whatever per kilo. So that if you have an accurate weight, you might actually be able to give them 6.5 mils as opposed to 5.
Yeah,
so getting
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you're not given the right dosage.
No, a lot
and
of times
working.
We're underdosing.
I realised that recently.
So in the terms, two things. So strip them down. Keep an eye on the temperature. Have a good working thermometer in the house. I have the one that you just sit away, just away from the skin. It's really accurate. I find that absolutely brilliant. I just got it in Boots. Strip them down. Keep an eye on them. Look for any rashes, anything you're worried about, to the doctor. You can DM me if you want any more information on febrile seizures, but they're generally, you're more genetically based, but there is that risk of particularly when the temperature is coming down, that there's a risk of seizures with high temperatures. So stripping them after cooling them down, cold flannel, give them medication, keep them hydrated, no cold baths. That shock to the system will close up the skin and it'll actually just make things worse.
Okay.
Yeah,
good to know. Okay. Good to know. We're not going to talk about wisdom teeth. I think we'll do that another time.
Yeah.
Because this is just so good and so of the moment, because there's a lot of talk in the papers about RSV. So just for people listening, if they are going to see their friend, their family, their sister who has a newborn,
I like.
What's your advice?
See, I'm probably a little bit looser. How many times do I say that on this show? Than the norm. Absolutely. It is totally. You are your baby's advocate, and you need to think about this. In every parenting decision you make, you are their advocate. You are the one mate. They can't say, please don't make me kiss
granny
or whatever. You know what I mean? Protecting them is paramount. We're coming into winter months. Like, there's flu, RSV everywhere. Keep them protected. Say, listen, I'm just a little bit anxious. And be honest and open, non-confrontational. And say, listen, come here. Little bit anxious. There's so much going around. People have read the paper. They may have been listening to us this morning. Is it okay if no one holds her today or him today or whatever? And just being open, honest, non-confrontational. And say, listen, just I'm really worried.
Just maybe open up the hazmat suit while you're saying
yeah,
that.
I know, right?
No, but in all seriousness, it is very
important.
Don't
hand the baby around like it passed the parcel. I've been that person, and it's ridiculous when I think about it. Because everyone
you
wants to put a newborn baby.
As a mother, don't you?
I
and you
know.
Feel, oh, everybody wants to hold the baby, and like I want to be cool. I want to look like a relaxed parent.
Yeah, look at me go. I have
this,
it all figured out.
And
then
does.
You're actually screaming on the inside. Do you ever love the visitors who come and they're like, no, I actually don't want to hold the baby. Come here. Back to Kim Kardashian. Come here. I'm going to make you. I brought coffee and croissants with me. Do you know those visitors? They're few and far between, but they were
be
great.
That visitor.
Be that visitor. Bring food with you to
bring
a new
food.
Mom.
Yeah.
Bring food. Bring a quiche that she does. Is she... Oh my God, food, guys. Decent, healthy, not... Actually, I said croissants, but actually, bring them a quiche, bring them food, bring them a bone broth, whatever. Bring them decent food, ready meals from Avoca, something like that they can just put in the oven later on. A quiche that they can just...
Game changer.
Yeah, game changer. That they can, when they're standing barefoot in the kitchen, they can literally tear a lump off and eat it. Nutritional food. Be that visitor. But it's okay. You are your baby's advocate. It's okay to say, listen, I'm not comfortable. And then just keep an eye on the temperatures. It's sometimes hard. Your baby will be crying. Have the thermometer, new batteries in. Test it on you first. I know simple things, but if you're like, oh, that temperature is saying 38.2, but they don't actually feel hot, test it. Try your temperature. You know, do you feel well? Yeah.
The last time you were in, I updated my first aid kit
because
I didn't have a decent one. I think I had like a Mickey Mouse plaster or something. So now I have all this stuff, and now I'm going to check out my thermometers because you always get caught out in the middle of the night, and sometimes it is this working? Is it giving me all the wrong temperatures? It could be battery. It might be the right one. So I'm going to sort that out. Always a pleasure.
Always
thanks
pleasure.
For coming in. If people have any questions they want to ask you, just remind them of your handle on Instagram.
Hands on health. And come to me. Let's do a first aid course with you and your family. If you want any more information, let me know. And in terms of first aid kits, I'll give you a list. I compiled the best first aid kit. It's literally the best thing ever. Imagine for a new parent or a housewarming present to give a really good first aid kit.
With the quiche and the first aid kit.
Yeah, contact me. Anyone who's any questions about anything, and just protect your baby. You're their advocate. And just if don't, who cares about being the relaxed mom? Do you
no
know what
one
I mean?
Cares.
No
absolutely.
One cares.
At Hands On Health is Sarah on Instagram. Go and check it out.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.